Sabbath. And I'll put the study up wherever it may be. The study, where are you? There it is, the study. Shabbat Shalom. You know, it sounds good in this room because of the echo. Anyway, Shabbat Shalom. It's nice to be here. One more time. We are Kaha Achad B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And today's the Sabbath. So, without any further ado, let's pray and ask God to bless and anoint this day. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you first for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. We always ask you to cover us of any blemish, any spot, any wrinkle. Bless the Shabbat. Give us peace and happiness, Lord and God, on your Sabbath. Take away any illness, any pain, anything, any sickness. Give us total healing on your holy day, Lord and God. Bless and anoint this day. We trust you. We know you hear us. And we know you're present, Lord and God, because we keep your commandments. We pray that there will be guests and show us how to get them, Father. We have the building to fit them in. We just need to find them. And maybe they need to find us. Bless and anoint this Sabbath. Put a wall of fire around and about us. Caution us from any evil. I thank God that we could be here today. I thank God for another Shabbat. And I thank God for every one of you that are joining us. May God comfort you, direct you, lead, guide, and direct you in everything you do, say, and think. In Yeshua's name, amen. Shabbat Shalom. Amen. Well, here it is, February 20th, and it's 2016. It's pretty amazing. I look at some of my studies. They're way back there. And I keep thinking, wow, how did time pass? Time just flew by. Of course, Yehovah has his own calendar. We're in the 12th month of God, Adar, the 11th, day 11. And Adar means glorious, and Purim is coming, you know. And, of course, also the spring feasts and holy days are coming, too. But we're going to wait until the Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, to find out if there's going to be a leap year this year. So we'll wait, and this way we can give you the correct dates on the holy days. I'm sure you folks here know my ministry is a teaching ministry. I like to bring up things, subjects maybe you're not familiar with. For your convenience, I thank God my server is running. We haven't had a problem at the moment. So you could read them, you could listen to them, you could watch them, you could download them to your MP3 players. It's all working. I'll have today's study on after the Sabbath today. We're on POW Talk right now. I don't know if you could see me streaming. If you have an MP3 player, I mean, if you have a real player, you could put this link in there, MMS 9789834:8086, and see if it works. I don't even know if that works yet, but no one has ever told me. So that's the actual website. Of course, I'd like to be scheduled in to come and talk about the Hebrew roots from the Bible. If you know of any groups that would like some help, I'd be glad to come. This is our, I don't know, third or fourth Sabbath out here. The fourth Sabbath here in Holenwald, and that's H-O-H-E-N-W-A-L-D. It's actually Holenwald. See how the W turns into a V there? It's Holenwald, and that means high forest. And we're definitely in the forest. I was thinking about where we live. Well, we have a house at the moment. We're a mile away from the street, actually, where the street runs there on 20. We're a mile back, and I'm like, wow, that's far away. When I wake up in the morning, all I see sometimes is these big black birds in the distance. I don't know what they're doing. They're just walking around. So that's anyway. Of course, we see our. We see our animals. Through our cameras, we see plenty of deer. I mean, I don't even have to go deer hunting. And there's plenty of, like, there's a little bobcat walking around. And What else do we see? We see other animals. I don't even know what they are. Turkeys. Yeah, turkeys. There's other little animals. I don't know. I'm not sure what they are. Little things bouncing around. I'll have to figure out what they are. But anyway, yeah, it's exciting being in nature because it brings right back to where God is. You guys know we don't do the Torah portion anymore, and I explained that last week. We don't follow that. You can always, I guess, look it up on the net and see what portion you're reading if you want to talk to a messianic. You know what I mean? Because that might be helpful. Let's see here. Today's topic is a short review of Purim, which is the 14th, 15th of Adar from the book of Esther. Right? So we want you to always remember these days. In Esther 9:28, there's some information here. It says that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. And that's why we're the seed of Israel, and that's why we're remembering. So this is just a reminder today. And that's a very good verse right there. I guess God didn't object to that, even though it was such a good thing that Haman got destroyed. Like last week I did a study, make mention of God's wondrous works. Forget not Jehovah, the God of Israel, and his wondrous works, acts. Always remind each other about the ways of God. Otherwise, I already know, lest we forget about the God of Israel. I already know that. Your mind will be caught up in all the things of the world and this, that, and the other thing, and you won't be thinking about God at all during the day. Purim is a good time to reflect and remind ourselves on the many things of the God of Israel that are hidden, silent. Esther 9:1 says, now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, which we're in, and Adar means it means to figuratively be great, magnificent, glorious, honorable, and it also means a mantle, a cloak. So it's hiding something. It's something hidden, which is pretty interesting. The book of Esther, we have Esther, there it is in Hebrew, and Hadassah is her Hebrew name, I guess. I guess Hadassah came first. Seems like it. It says, on the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day of the same, rested day, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. And we should do that. So I hope, Lord willing, maybe we'll get together on, I think, this coming Tuesday in the evening. We can read the book of Esther. I guess maybe we'll be back in Franklin, which is closer. And then we can read the book of Esther and go out to eat or something, celebrate. I mean, Lord willing, we could do something like that. I mean, we'll try to do something like that. Or if you want to just... You can read the book of Esther and celebrate in your house and eat your own food. Whatever you want to do. It's safer. It says, but the Jews that were in Shushan assembled themselves on the 13th thereof and on the 14th day thereof and the 15th day of the same day rested and made a day of feasting and gladness. So they did it 3 days. Therefore, the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of Adar, a day of gladness and feasting. I bet, of course, you know, we try to get that feeling in our hearts, you know, even though we don't have no one chasing us and trying to annihilate us and, you know, God helping us. But these people, they know what it meant. It probably was a day of feasting and a celebration, I guess, if you have put yourself in their stead there. It says, and it's a good day, Yom Tov, and of sending portions one to another. Amen. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month and the 15th day of the same yearly. So he just shortened it. As the days therein, wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. Praise the Lord. We don't really have any poor brothers and sisters that are out there, but everyone here is sort of maintaining themselves. But we will celebrate. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman, supposed to go boo, boo, the son of Hamminadad, the Agagite, the enemy of all Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast pur, that is the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. And there is Purim and pur, okay? That resh is rim, it's like a guttural. It's Purim, like it isn't Purim, it's Purim, okay? And there's the word pur, it means to crush. This is what he wanted to do to the Jews. He wanted to bring to naught, to break them. He wanted to break them in pieces, pur, you know. That's why they called it Purim.
No, it's because
we
cast
lots. Yeah, it's the lot. They cast the lot, and that's why it was called... the word lot is pur, and it means to break in pieces. It's just a piece. The word pur, it means lot, okay? And it means to crush, to bring to naught, break in pieces. And it's just a piece. Yeah. And when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows, which actually took place. Wherefore they call the name these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Okay? Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, of which they had come unto them, and the Jews ordained and took upon themselves, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they should keep these 2 days according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. You know, it's interesting. I remember when I was in the Protestant world or the Catholic world, I never even heard of Purim or remembering anything. Did you? It's amazing. Then Esther, the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the king of Ahasuerus with words of peace and truth. Amen. To confirm these days of Purim in their time appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of the fasting and their cry. Amen. No, it's interesting. The word, I think the word Jehovah or Lord doesn't even appear in the book of Esther. But you know they fasted unto God, of course, and they were crying out to God. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. It's called the Megillah in Hebrew. And we'd have a little short, I wanted to do a short look at the word Adar and the book of Esther. See the word Adar right there, the Aleph, Dalet, and Resh? The first letter is the Hebrew, the Hebrew of the alphabet is Aleph, and it's, believe it or not, the Aleph is hidden or silent, has no sound. The next two letters can be conveyed, they can convey the meaning, Dar can actually means to dwell or live. So, by this word, I could actually come up with a meaning. I see by this word Adar, when broken down, can convey a message that the invisible God wants to dwell among us and in us. And when I see this in the verses, I also went to some of the verses. It says here, here are a few verses. In Matthew 10:19, it says, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it's not you that are going to speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you." Think about that. The Spirit of the Father is going to speak right in you and come right out of you. It's supernatural. Yeshua said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," in John 14. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." So he's with us today. And it is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and he shall be in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe that. And it says, "I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." Now we go to John 14, 20. "At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you." So he is in us. Praise the Lord. He says in John 15, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me." And that's why we have to abide in his word, which is him. Praise the Lord. In the book of Esther, the Hebrew, the word Esther means star, but the root of the word of Esther is satar, which means hidden. That's what that is. The words God and Lord do not appear in the book of Esther. They are hidden or silent. But we know God is present because he's the one that's delivering them. Adar can also convey the meaning of glorious fire, which is light. Amen. And God is the light of the world. Amen. So now in the book of Esther, hidden message, shadows of the Messiah, possibility I see. I see resurrection, deliverance, and salvation. Let's go to Esther 3, verse 12. It says, "Now when the king's scribes came on the," I want you to keep track of these days, "came on the 13th day of the first month," first month is Ha'aviv, Nisan, "and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province and to the rulers of every people of every province according to the writing thereof and to every people after their language in the name of King Ahasuerus was it written and sealed with the king's ring." Now you go to Esther 4 and go to verse 16. It says, "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, nights, or fast 3 days, night or day." That sounds interesting. 3 days, night and day. And then this should be the 16th of Aviv. Okay? It says, and then this chapter, 5, it says, "Now it came to pass on the third day," this is the third day, "that Esther put on his royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And Esther answered, if it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him." It's the third day. If I have found favor," this is chapter 5, "then if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for him, and I will do tomorrow as the king had said." That should be the 17th of Ha'aviv, okay? If you're keeping track of those days. And then we go to Esther 7. Which happens to be a good number, 7. "So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen." I like 7. "And the king said unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? It shall be performed, even to the half of my kingdom." That guy was definitely not Jewish, trying to give away half to the kingdom. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Then Esther the queen said, "Give me the kingdom." No. "Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be granted me at my petition and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, Who is he? And where is he that doth presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, The adversary, the enemy, is that wicked Haman. Haman. Boo! Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen, I bet. And the king arising from the banquet of wine, I bet he was drinking there and thinking about Haman, and in his wrath went into his palace garden, and Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. The king was probably like, ah. Then the king returned out of his palace garden into the place of banquet of wine, and Haman, that dumbbell, he fell on her on the queen's bed, where Esther was. Then the king, he said, Will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Oh, he's finished. And Harbona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, Behold also the gallows, 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who saved you, king, who had spoken good for the king, standing in the house of Haman. Then the king said, Hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Yay. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Praise the Lord. You know, this is like a Persian king too. That Persia is Iran. They would do backflips today if they read this. Where, you know, they're supposed to love Jews and love Israel. The people were delivered at that time. You know, I always see the resurrection and the deliverance and salvation. Book of Exodus, which is called Shemot sometimes, a hidden message, shadows of the Messiah, resurrection, deliverance, and salvation. So we read that, you know, you guys know about that in Exodus, right? We'll read a little bit. We read in the book of Exodus another event, deliverance and shadows of Messiah, on the 17th of Ha'aviv. Exodus 14, 24 says, And it came to pass in the morning, watch, Jehovah looked. Could you imagine that? Jehovah looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire. God comes as a pillar of fire. There's that fire, light. And of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for Jehovah fights for them against the Egyptians. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again unto the Egyptians upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea turned to his strength when the morning appeared. Yes, amen. That's when Yeshua rose the first day of the week. Amen. And the Egyptians fled against it, and Jehovah overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. That must have been quite an event. Nobody had a video camera back then. I'd like to see that. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. Just think, all their wives waiting home. Huh? Yeah, I always think about all their wives and kids waiting home for them to return. They never showed up. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And I don't know how they could forget that. Can you imagine how they actually forgot that later on?
I'm sure one of their pharaohs told them to forget it.
Right.
And nobody ever spoke of it.
Thus, and here it is. There's the words. Thus, Yehovah saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which Jehovah did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared Yehovah and believed Yehovah and his servant Moses. I bet for a while they did. You know, it's a shame. We have the book, the book of the record. They only believed for a while. Jehovah was raised on the third day in the morning, the 17th of Ha'aviv. In the evening, he rose the first day of the week. It says right there, Mark 16:2. You know, some people still don't believe this. It says, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre and the rising of the sun. Now, Yeshua, listen to this explicitly. Yeshua was risen early the first day of the week. And some people still want to put it on Saturday. They want to put it on other days. The first day of the week today is known as Sunday. Or no, it's Yom Rashon in Hebrew, but today it's called Sunday, okay?
It is.
I mean, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven devils. As you can see, the scriptures have a central theme of resurrection, deliverance, and salvation everywhere, really. I'm sure there's many other places, like even in the book of Joshua, you could read all that. Anyway, this is not a long study thing because I'm just doing a review of Purim, and I wanted we don't have any guests today. I'm sure you guys know most of these things. So I want you to beware of the life you so-called live. Always check for false data, false people, false brothers and sisters, false situations, false emotions, false propaganda, misinformation, disinformation, forged documents, sensationalism, flatterers, people trying to flatter you, exaggerations, fabrications, misdirection, you know, and there's so many other things you got to be aware of. Yeah. You might find yourself painted in the wrong picture. And now that everything's made clearer, we could see real brothers and sisters. You know, in your lives, you're going to meet nice people, but they're not holy. You know, they're not of the God of Israel. Not everyone's going to try to trick you, but be careful when people try to flatter you and, you know, tell you how great you are. Beware. You never know what comes next. Always remind each other about the ways of God, lest we forget about the God of Israel. Seek and search out the truth. You know, we're supposed to study to show ourselves approved, right? And that's what we do. Rightly dividing the word of truth, which some people still don't do. I remember even last week, some people, even after we told them that Yeshua gave a direct prohibition against calling anyone rabbi, which means master, this person said he's a rabbi. And I thought, well, we can always talk about that and show you the verses with Yeshua.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll give you the verses. And I know where it stems from. It stems from false Bible versions. You know, their Bible version says rabbi means teacher. But Paul and God never said, don't call anyone a teacher. You can be called a teacher anytime. Paul was a teacher. Peter was a teacher. And, you know, but we can always talk about things. We can always talk about subjects. I always say we have a multitude of counselors. If anyone ever has a question or a topic, we can always present it before the multitude of counselors. We'll dissect it and analyze it, and we'll come up with the truth. I mean, that's how simple it is. Isaiah says, seek ye out of the book of Jehovah and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack his mate. Of course not. For my mouth it had commanded and his spirit had gathered them. Amen. We always have to be mindful that in your life, the God of Israel is hidden. The God of Israel's land is given away to many people that are not of God. Bargained away, given away. The God of Israel's true people are hidden. The God of Israel's true Messiah, the word of God, is hidden. Some people turn the Messiah into some man instead of God. The God of Israel's justice and judgments are hidden. The God of Israel's Torah and laws are all gone. The commandments are hidden. The feasts are hidden. The Sabbath is hidden. The food laws are hidden. The calendar of the God of Israel is all missing. Just think about just this little list here. That's just a little list. I'm sure you guys can come up with more. I mean, God's elections have been they've been erased many years. No one does elections like God anymore. Now we have anyone reign over us. In most Bibles, unfortunately, from the Hebrew Tanakh in English, the word Yah, and they put the word Jah, is only one time in Psalm 68:4. Over 50 times it's missing. I made a website that for the word Yah, of all the Yah verses that I could find. The word Jehovah is only 7 times, over 6,500 times missing. Okay? All the other many times the Hebrew words Yah and Jehovah are replaced by either the words capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, or capital G-O-D. In most Bibles, Yah and Jehovah are missing altogether in the Gospels and letters. There's no more Yehovah or Yah. That's all. They're all. There's no such thing anymore in all the Gospels and letters, and so much more. And if you have that's even in our Bible. We read the King James Version Bible. Imagine all the other Bibles. In Jeremiah, it says some people they want you to cause my people to forget my name. And some people try to do it by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Yeah. Baal is a false husband. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in closing, Lord willing, we say on Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we'll read on the internet, I guess, the book of Esther, if you guys want to do that. I don't know where we'd meet. We'll meet somewhere. We can always meet somewhere. Tuesday night, right? Everyone that has joined the God of Israel, prepare for the soon coming spring feasts and holy days. We'll let you know when they occur. We'll put a little calendar on the website. We can't tell at the moment until the Rosh Chodesh comes, the new moon. We'll see if it's too early or if the barley and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, in closing, which is not a long study today, we are all in the one God. There's one God for all. We're all, that's why I called it one and Messiah. I got that from Galatians. And I want to say Shabbat Shalom. There's a lot in this study. Maybe I went too fast. But we can talk more about this later. That was quick study, wasn't it?
Quick.
Is there any, do you want me to go over anything before we close? Yeah, you people that's been with us any length of time, I'm sure you guys know most of this I spoke about today, about the word Adar. If you break that down, the word Esther, if you break that down in Hebrew. There's another book, I think, maybe Song of Solomon doesn't mention the word Jehovah in it. But it is interesting, the word Esther doesn't have the word Lord or God in it. Isn't that interesting? But I don't know why they didn't put it. Huh? Yeah, they were obviously fasting and praying, crying out to him. Let's see, I can just go over this real quick, some of these things.
Well, you know, I was thinking after Moses put the rod out and the water came crashing down, can you imagine the force?
The force?
No. It doesn't take much water.
Okay.
It runs down my street and it'll take stuff with it.
Well, Sister Louise, let me say it on the mic here. Sister Louise was saying, can you imagine this, the force of when God drowned the Egyptians and the force that washed them all away and crushed them. They probably got crushed. You know. Yeah, I mean, if you actually, when I read the Bible, try to always think about this like it's a real event. Try to put yourself in that place. It becomes a little different when you read it like that, instead of just reading it and say, I read 5 chapters or 20 chapters. I mean, just sit there and think about, wow, could you imagine actually being there?
I like details.
Yeah, details. And God is a detailed God. Well, I guess this is a short study, and I'm sure this is not enough for some people, but most of you people here know all these things, and then we could take questions. I will shrink this. I'll close that off. Anyone have a question or a comment? Does anyone want to come to the mic and say anything? You're more than welcome. Any questions here? Any comments? Okay. There's no questions, no comments. I guess everyone is... Oh, here comes Jacqueline. Come on up, sister. Sister Jacqueline, come on up. We're still recording, so I'll just wait for her to come up. And we'll have Jacqueline on the recorded study, if she can come up. Doesn't look like she's going to make it. Okay. And if my wife comes up, it's gonna go loud, I bet. I'll have to shut the volume.
Yeah, she got knocked off.
She's knocked off. Let her come back, I guess.
Poor Jacqueline.
That's what I didn't want to happen.
Why don't I come up there?
Yes, come on up here.
Now you can turn it back on better. Put your phone on the
Is Jacqueline back?
No, wait till she comes back. She'll be back.
Okay, come on up here.
Yeah, wait till Jacqueline comes back, because...
You're going to talk, right?
Yeah. I'll just talk on this one, because otherwise we hear the big echo. What I was going to say is, you know, the lots. I think you missed something on the lots, because lots is also when you cast lots to make decisions. And the big thing about that decision is they had to make the decision what month and what day of the year that they were going to kill the Jews. And that's why it was called lots. Why it's called Pur, because it was the casting of the lots to decide what month and what day they were actually going to die. So I just wanted to make sure that was said. There you go.
Yeah, that's true. I was actually just giving the actual meaning of the word in Hebrew. Whoa, Nelly. Did that lady come back? Did she come back yet?
She's going online again. She got thrown off.
Well, anyway, if anybody else want to come up, anybody else have a comment before we go? Come on up there, Zach. Zach's coming up.
Yeah, a couple of things I wonder about is, I guess we couldn't tell anybody, for example, it's like a commandment not to, I don't know. I mean, how does that work with the, it's not like one of the Moedim's, not one of the appointed times per se, but it's still like a cultural thing, it's significant, glad that they didn't wipe out our people and so forth, and right. And then the other thing I wonder about is, you know, I've seen some celebrations in the past before, where I wonder whether they might be doing against Proverbs 24:17-18, which I could read here. It says in Proverbs 24:17-18, rejoice not when your enemy falls and when he stumbles, lest Jehovah see it and it displease him and he turn away
Different
with
enemy.
Wrath from him. So I guess, you know, some people out there do stuff in the flesh and so forth, but if you could comment on those and clarify that, that might be helpful. Thanks.
You know, Zach, we've talked many times about the term enemy. We're not talking, this is an enemy like Hitler. This is a different kind of enemy. We're not talking about a brother or sister that, you know, falls away. And then they repent and come back. We're not supposed to hate them in the interim while they fall away, you know. But this is a different enemy, you know. And you could, of course, my wife always brings up David and Saul, right? All right, same thing is the same thing. But there's different, I guess. What can you say? Different levels of enemies. I mean, would you pray for? Would you? I rejoice that Hitler is dead. I rejoice that Haman's dead. Why do you think they were feasting? Osama bin Laden. Yeah. Those are all different kinds. Those are real. I guess the word is, you know, even though it's an enemy, you have to understand there's different levels or different types of enemies. Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, sure. Matter of fact, yeah, think that one over in Exodus. When all the Egyptians were drowned, Miriam got up there with her timbal and danced and sang, and so did Moses. And they rejoiced, so they're not blowing it. In other words, Pharaoh was in the league of Hitler and the league of Haman and Mordecai and I mean not Mordecai, Haman. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's a different. They're in a different league. Someone that's trying to annihilate you and genocide you. You know,
right.
I would. Okay, that was a good question. But any other questions? Anybody else has a comment? Did
Jacqueline,
where'd she go?
She is. She's back.
Jacqueline, did you want to say something? Come on up. Come on up, please. Raise your hand. Okay, well, maybe she can't hear? Can you hear us, Jacqueline?
Why don't you close the
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to say God bless everyone. Well, just talk then. Just come up and talk. Come on up and talk. I didn't know she was on a phone. I thought she was on a computer. Anyway. Okay, well, if you can't come up, God bless everyone on the Shabbat. We'll be here. You can always call us later. May God help every one of you, protect you, lead, guide, and direct you. God, I pray you bless the food today, make it for the nourishment of our bodies, bless the singing, let everything be done to the glory of the living God and the edifying of the body. I just pray, Father, you'll show us where souls are. That's what we need, Father. We need new brothers and sisters. Show us where they are or tell them where we are. We're ready, Lord and God. And show us if we're saying anything wrong and correct us also, living God. Be with us. Purify us. And I thank God for the blood of Yeshua today. Amen. God bless you, and may God be with you. Shabbat shalom, everyone. I'm going to stop the video. Okay, and I'm going to stop the audio.